对，
啊，好，谢谢。哎，好像有点看不太清楚啊。
这个灯可不可以帮我关掉 ，Steve？
Thank you， Thank you， Great， 这样有没有好一点？看得到吗 ？OK， 好，这个 Mission Impossible 哈，今天不是要讲 Tom Cruise 的电影。
Today we're not going to talk about Tom Cruise。
等一下，这个 Mission Impossible 是什么？请大家自己猜一猜。
So you can take a guess later as I preach to see what I mean here by saying Mission Impossible。
在我成为一个传道人以前，几乎没有直接带领人信主过。
Before I become a preacher, I never really brought anyone to Christ directly.
你可能会感到很惊讶，我在教会做很多的服事。
You might be surprised. I actually served in a lot of capacity in church before.
但是没有怎么做过传福音的工作。
But sharing gospel with others is probably one of the least.
好，这边我打出了一连串我在教会做过的服事。
So here is the list of all the service of all the capacities I have served in the past in church.
好，初真团、初中生团契副团长、高中生团契副团长、大学生团契副团长。
So I basically took chair positions at almost all levels of cell groups, middle school cell groups, high school cell groups, or college student groups.
诗班班长。
I was the leader of the choir.
小组查经。
I led Bible studies.
带敬拜，弹钢琴。
I led worship. I played the piano.
教儿童主日学，在夏令营带小朋友。
I taught children Sunday school. Led activities in summer camps for little kids.
福音话剧表演，教主日崇拜摄影师，布道会的陪谈员，讲道翻译。
Performed in gospel dramas. Acted as the photographer for Sunday worship. 陪谈。
Videographer.
Videographer for the Sunday service.
Counselor.
Counselor for big conferences, interpreted for sermons.
还有青年团契导师，还有停车场的交通指挥。
Coach for young adult fellowships, and I even was guiding traffic for parking lots.
因为我们的教会比较大，我们的停车场在有大的活动的时候，可能会有上百辆车子，就会有一个队的交通指挥在那儿。
My old church was actually very big, so during those big activities, we actually might end up with more than 100 cars in a parking lot. So we do have a team of people right out there trying to guide the parking.
所以呢，你可以想到的服事我都做过了。
So any possible services in a church that you can think of, I basically have performed them all.
可是我竟然很少直接带领人信主。
But I have rarely led people to Christ.
也很少带着一个新进到教会的人陪伴他、关怀他、跟他讲圣经。
And I rarely took time to accompany the first-time comers in a church to provide care, to walk them through the Bible, and to provide them counseling.
我身边的朋友全部都是基督徒。
All my friends are Christians, are believers.
我们都是认识很多年的，在一起玩，在一起服侍、学习，很开心。
So we all spend a lot of time together as we grow up. We talk together, we sing together, we play together.
那我们青年团契也很少新来的人。
And within our young people fellowship, there were rarely any newcomers as well.
如果有新来的人呢，也就是导师去带着他们。
And even there are newcomers, usually it's the teacher who took them on instead of us.
那么年轻人嘛，朋友在一起聊天总是特别的开心。如果多了一个不认识的人，就聊什么都很别扭。
And you know, as for young people, when you are in your own group, you feel comfortable and you really enjoy each other's presence. But if there's a newcomer joining this group, the dynamic change and it's kind of awkward.
然后跟不认识的人在一起总是比较累，所以就算是真的是去关怀新朋友，也不知道怎么样让他信主。
It's quite relaxed. It's not as relaxed when you're spending time with the newcomers. And even though you want to bring them to Christ, you don't really know how to start a topic.
在马太福音28章18到20节，这边是耶稣的大使命啊。耶稣在升天之前，把传福音的任务交给他的11个门徒。
So here in the book of Matthew, the final chapter, final verses, here Jesus actually commanded the Great Commission to all the disciples.
那想象看，如果说这十一个门徒成立了一个教会。
So imagine if all these 11 disciples started a church themselves.
就他们十一个人。
It's just them, 11 disciples.
还有一些曾经跟随过耶稣的人
，and maybe some other who followed Jesus prior.
然后他们每天擘饼，恒心遵守主的话语。
Let's say they observe communion every day, they obey God's teaching every day.
但是没有传福音给人施洗。
But they, But what if they did not share the gospel with other people? They did not baptize other people.
初代教会会变成什么样子？
What will the first generation of church become?
可能四五十年，最多一百年，然后他们的孩子跟孙子都过世以后，耶稣的教导就会在世界上完全消失。
Maybe after 50 years or 100 years, the teaching of Jesus will finally be gone.
好像耶稣从来没有来过一样。
Just as Jesus had never been in this world.
感谢主，耶稣的门徒没有把门关起来。
We thank God that Jesus' disciples did not close the door.
他们不怕任何的艰难，经历千辛万苦，忍受迫害和毁谤，把耶稣的福音传开来。
They were not afraid of any challenges. They bear the slandering. They bear the hardship to push it through to spread the gospel.
但是在福音越传越广的时候，越来越多人来跟随耶稣的时候，传福音的人却越来越少。
But as gospel being preached to further places, you can see that those who carry the gospel on, this population has shrunk.
每个教会都是一样。
Same for every church.
别的服事都很多人做，宣教跟传福音最快这一块人最少。
Just like what you see in other churches, you might see a lot of people serve in different capacities. But when it comes to this capacity of sharing the gospel with others or being a missionary, this is the smallest population that you can see.
为什么呢？因为这个任务是很困难的。
Why is it? Because this is a very difficult task.
传福音，我认为啊，最困难的地方就是在于我们需要跨越一个鸿沟，去进入一个我们不熟悉的领域，甚至去一个进入一个令人不舒服的环境。
To me personally, I think what is most difficult with this task of sharing the gospel is that you have to overcome a gap between people. You have to get into the unfamiliar territory. You have to get yourself into the uncomfortable.
人都喜欢跟自己熟悉的人、有相同背景的人在一起。
We all like to hang out with those who are similar with ourselves.
我们信主久了之后，就越来越喜欢跟主内弟兄姐妹相处起来，觉得多么快乐，多么轻松，巴不得所有时间都跟他们在一起。
The longer the time we believe in Christ, the more that we realize we actually would like to spend the time with our brothers and sisters in Christ, because it's just so enjoyable.
以前我很怕做一个祷告。
I used to be scared to pray a prayer.
就是说，神啊，你愿意我做什么？你愿意我到哪里去，我都愿意去。
This prayer is that God, whatever you want me to do, wherever you send me to go, I will.
我不敢做这个祷告，因为我怕神把我派到非洲去做宣教士。
I'm scared to pray this prayer because I was afraid that God would send me to Africa.
后来呢，我在神学院毕业的时候，就终于跟神做了这个祷告。
And finally, at the end of my graduate school in seminary, I made this prayer.
我就说神，你愿意我到哪里去，我都会去。
I said that God, wherever you send me to go, I will.
然后神就带领我来到尤金。
And then God led me to Eugene here.
我知道这是神的带领，因为我来这里之前根本不知道世界上有个地方叫尤金。
I believe this is truly God's leading because I had no idea there's a place called Eugene in this world.
而且我也没有投简历。
I didn't even send in my resume here.
事情是怎么发生的呢？可能很多人没有听过这个故事。
Many of you probably have not heard about this story.
就是呢，以前我们的就是老牧师潘牧师，他去加州参加了一个 conference.
It actually happened this way. So our pastor Ricky, he was in California for a conference one time.
就是怎么跟学生做学生事工的这种conference.
That conference had a purpose of.Training preachers or educating them, how do you talk about gospel with college students?
然后呢，我在温哥华那个教会的牧师也去了同一个 conference.
And my pastor from my Vancouver church was at that conference as well.
然后他们呢是室友，他们在同间寝室里面。
And Pastor Ricky happened to be the roommate of my pastor from the Vancouver church.
然后 Pastor Ricky 就讲起来说，哎，我们教会很想要找一个人来做学生工作。
And then Pastor Ricky started sharing with my pastor from Vancouver that, oh, actually, we are looking for someone to help us in student ministry.
然后我的牧师就说，哎，我认识一个刚刚神学院毕业。
And then my Vancouver church pastor said, oh, I knew someone who just graduated.
然后就我就这样子来，先 Skype interview， 然后再来这里，然后后来就。办了工作签证就过来了。
So that's how it happened. I had a Skype interview with Pastor Ricky, and I moved on.
No, with the board.
Oh, with the board of our church, and then I decided to take on, and that's how I am here.
然后呢，我觉得就是我顺服神的时候，他带领我走上一条他为我安排的路。
So when I actually submit myself to God, He led me on a path of His.
然后我也会在才会在这里认识我先生，组成一个家庭。
And this is also where I met my husband, where I formed my own family.
当然，我相信如果神真的带我去非洲，那也会是一条非常蒙福的路。
Of course, if God really sent me to Africa, I believe that's also a path of blessing.
顺服神带来的肯定是最好的。
Submitting to what He plans for us surely brings out the best outcome.
因为神知道怎样对我们是最合适的，跟我们想的不一定一样。
Because He knows what is the most appropriate for ourselves, even though that might look different from what we are expecting.
所以今天我们要看的经文呢，是哥林多前书的九章一到二十三节。
Today, the passage we are looking at will be 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1 to verse 23.
保罗在分享传福音的事情。
Paul,
他在讲到传福音的困难。
Paul mentioned about the difficulties regarding sharing gospel here in this chapter.
所以我们一起来看哈，当我们了解困难在哪里的时候，也许我们就可以知道怎么样有可能去克服这些挑战。
So let's look at these challenges together and see if we can find ways to overcome these challenges later.
否则我们可能永远就把传福音放在远方一个我们达不到的梦想，或者是不敢尝试的挑战。
Because otherwise, this idea of sharing the gospel would just be in an unreachable land that you will never be able to reach.
好，我们呢就是读先读一到十五节，好，这是第一段，我们先读一到十五节。
So let's read verse 1 to verse 15 first, because that's the first part I want to look at.
好，在读之前，我先解释一下这个背景，好，就是说当时在哥林多教会呢，有人质疑保罗的使徒的身份。
Let me give you a little background before we get into the passage. So at that time, there were people who could doubt the qualification of Paul as a disciple.
Apostle.
Yeah,
就是可能这些所谓的假教师就说他不是使徒。
So those who doubt his qualification as an apostle are likely to be the false teachers as referred to in the earlier passage.
所以这段就是保罗对那些质疑他使徒身份的人的一个辩解。
So here is a part that Paul talked about as a defense to those doubts against him.
Okay, 我们要读中文或英文都可以哈。
So you can use whichever language you feel comfortable with to read.
我不是自由的。
Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord? Even though I may not be an apostle to others, surely I'm to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense.
To those who sit in judgment on me,
don't we have the right to food and drink? Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us, as do the others apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas? Or is it only I and Barnabas who must work for a living? Who serve as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk?Do I say this merely from a human point of view? Doesn't the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. Is it about oxen that God is concerned? Surely He says this is for us, doesn't He? Yes, this was written for us, because when the plowman plows and the thresher threshes, they ought to do so in the hope of sharing in the harvest. If we have sown spiritual seeds among you, is it too much?If we reap a material harvest from you, if others have the right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all more? But we didn't use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. Don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple, and those who serve as the altar share in what is offered on the altar? In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel.
好，谢谢。好，这一段好像讲了很多东西哈，在说什么呢
？Those 15 verses seem to cover a lot.
就是呢，传福音第一个困难就是放弃自己原本理应得的。
So the first difficulty is that you have to give up what's righteously yours.
Rightfully
yours.
好，保罗说呢，传福音的人可以用的权柄我都没有用过。
So Paul said that all the rights that belong to those who share the gospel, I claim none.
但是呢，这并不代表我不是使徒，而是因为免得基督的福音被阻隔。
I didn't claim any of those rights because I don't want to hinder the gospel in any way it's possible.
保罗放弃他应得的东西，是为了让福音的传递更加通畅。
He did it because he wanted to make sure that the sharing of gospel can be as smooth as possible.
他用了几段旧约的经文。
He quoted several verses from the Old Testament.
也用逻辑来解释。
And he also used logic.
他说他应该可以娶妻带着往来，他干嘛单身呢？就像彼得跟其他同工一样。
He could have married a wife and take the wife anywhere he goes, just like other apostles.
他应该可以拿薪水，因为做工的就应该得工价，这是天经地义的事。
He could have taken an income because whatever work you do, you have an income based on it.
还有栽种葡萄园的人，当然可以吃里面的葡萄，喝自己酿的酒。
And those who plant vineyards, of course, can eat the grapes and drink the wine from the grapes.
所以他说传福音呢就好像他把属灵的种子撒在他们中间，那么当然可以从他们那边拿到奉养肉身之物，也就是钱。
So that's why it's just like spreading the seeds among in the field where you can harvest it as your own food and drink. That's why what it refers to as the salary or income.
但是保罗放弃了这个权利。
But Paul abandoned this right.
传统告诉我们呢，他保罗跟他的同工是支帐篷为生。
So according to the historical traditions, we knew that Paul and his co-workers made tents to make a living.
所以想象一下，他们一群人哈，晚上一边支帐篷，然后一边讨论明天的事工。
So imagine you have a group of people who are using needles and threads to make tents. Here, at the same time, they're talking about what to preach about tomorrow.
可能保罗一边支帐篷，一边想他的讲道要怎么讲。
Maybe Paul, when Paul is threading the tents, he's thinking, okay, what am I going to cover in my sermon?
他放弃他可以得到的东西，就是那些薪水。但是呢，因为如此，他要更努力的工作。
He abandoned what's rightfully his, which is salary, the income. That's why he had to work extra harder.
但是他觉得值得，太值得了。
But to him, it's worth it.
他说：“我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。”
第几节啊？我也不记得。回去一下，最后一节。
Oh,
I would rather die.
So verse 15. Oh yes, I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of this boast.
宁可死哎。
So he actually said that he would rather die, literally.
做对他来讲，这是最重要的事。
So to him, this is the most important.
重要到一种程度，他欣然放弃他原本可以享受的权利。
It's so important to him that he abandoned his rights with alacrity.
然后对他来说，制作帐篷是副业，传福音才是他一辈子最重要的使命。
To him, making tent is secondary. What's primary is all about sharing the gospel.
这是我们基督徒的榜样。
This is an example for us as Christians.
我们的工作，我们的专业可以用来祝福这个世界，帮助别人。
Our majors, our careers can be a blessing to other people.
可以让我们糊口，把孩子养大。
Of course, it allows us to raise our family.
但是那不是全部。
But that's not all of it.
而且那个回报是暂时的。
And the return of that aspect is contemporary.
传福音的回报却是永远的。
But the benefits, the blessings of sharing the gospel is eternal.
因为我们帮助别人成为神的儿女，而且在永恒里面对他们的灵魂有益处。
Because we help other people to become children of God, which is eternal, and they are able to share that eternity.
但是为什么传福音就要放弃自己应得的呢？
But why do you have to abandon your own rights?
第一，因为传福音这件事情本质就是一个奉献，就是为了别人的好处。
Because if you look into nature of sharing the gospel, it's all for other people. It's not for ourselves.
就是为了这个人跟神之间的关系。
It's all for the sake of the relationship between other people and God.
第二，我们要用耶稣的爱来爱还没有得救的人的话，那我们就要预备好，中间会有很多价值观的冲突。
In addition, if we have to use the love from Christ to love other people, we have to get prepared because there will be a lot of conflicts of worldviews.
如果我们轻易觉得被亏待或者被得罪，那我们就没有办法爱世界上的人。
If we are offended very easily, there is no way for us to really love other people.
我认识一对加拿大的宣教士夫妻，他们是到乌兹别克去宣教。
I know a missionary couple. They serve in Uzbekistan.
然后他们那里的人呢，他就欺负他们，不会讲他们的话。
And the locals in Uzbekistan actually took advantage of them because they knew this missionary couple cannot speak the local language. So when this couple do grocery shopping in Uzbekistan, the local merchants will actually charge them more compared to locals.
有一次他们跟我们分享在那边的生活，就是他们经常买完东西离开的时候，就听到一群人在背后笑他们。
They share with us that one a lot of times when they're done buying their groceries, they get out of the market. A lot of locals will actually be laughing behind them.
但是他们爱那里的人。
But they really love the people of Uzbekistan.
所以不跟他们计较。
So to them, they do not really care.
但是因为他们的眼睛是看着耶稣。
Their eyes are fixed upon Jesus.
耶稣是我们的典范。
And Jesus is the example that we want to follow.
他来到世界上，他是最应该要受到尊重的。
He came to this world and he deserved all kinds of respect in this world.
但是世人不但是没有尊重他，而且还恨他，诬告他。污蔑他，鞭打他。
Regardless of this respect that he deserves, nobody really respected him. They slander him, they whipped him.
然后到最后呢，把他钉死在十字架上。
And they crucify him at the end.
但他为了爱我们，他放弃他原本所应得的。
Jesus abandoned what's rightfully his to love us.
就是跟父神在一起，享受爱、尊贵跟荣耀。
What he deserved is this being in the presence with the Lord and to share the glory.
但是他为了爱我们这些不可爱的人，他放弃了那些东西。
But to love us the unlovable, he abandoned those what's rightfully his.
原来对基督徒来说，没有理应得的东西。
To all us Christians, there's nothing so called as this what we deserve.
一切都是神的恩典。
Everything is God's grace.
就算是别人对待我们的方式有什么亏欠，也不比我们欠神的多。
Even though there might be people who owe us something, but if we use that to compare what we owe to God, there's no comparison because we owe too much to God.
我们如果不能够用耶稣的爱来爱人，就不能传福音。
If we cannot use Jesus' love to love other people, there's no way for us to share the gospel.
好，我们来看下面的经文。
Let's read the next couple of verses.
第十六到十七。
Verse 16 to verse 17.
我传福音
Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not, I'm simply discharging the trust committed to me.
好，传福音的第二困难就是甘心不甘心都要传福音。
So the second difficulty is that whether you choose it or not, you are obligatory to share the gospel.
保罗说他作为神的使徒无论如何都要传福音他传福音是不得已的不传他就有祸了
So Paul here says that he doesn't have a choice If he doesn't do it, there will be sufferings beyond to him
这样听起来怪怪的好像基督徒传福音很痛苦
It sounds really odd, isn't it? It sounds like he's saying that if you don't do it, you're going to suffer
然后是被逼迫才传福音
It sounds like you're doing it based on coercion
其实保罗不是这个意思
But that's not what Paul was trying to say
斯托德牧师这样子举例。
So Pastor Stoll actually gave an example.
他说欠人家的钱有两种情况。
So when you think of this idea of owning other people money, there are two scenarios.
第一，比如说我跟 Isabel 借钱。
So for example, scenario one, if Sarah borrows money from me,
那我就欠了她钱。
Then she owes me money.
第二种情况，如果
scenario number two,
Isabel 要给文波的女儿一个红包。
So if I am going to give some gifts or money, lucky money, to someone's daughter,
那可是他看不到文波，所以他把钱托给我，叫我给文波。
I want to give that to Wenbo's daughter, but I cannot find Wenbo, so I pass that on to Sarah, asking Sarah to give it to Wenbo.
那人家托付了我。
So I entrusted that money to Sarah.
所以我虽然没有借钱，但我欠钱。
So the idea here is that even though Sarah.Is not the one who owns me money, but because I entrusted this money to Sarah, so he owes me money that way.
所以我欠文博钱，对不对？我还没有给他之前，我欠他钱，对不对
？So that's why this ownership starts from Sarah now.
所以同样呢，福音先给了我们。
So in the same way, gospel was first given to us as believers.
要透过我们给还没得到的人。
And we serve as the conduit, as the middleman, to pass on this gospel.
所以保罗说他欠了福音的债，就是这个意思。
That's what Paul is trying to say here, that he owns gospel. That's what it meant.
假设想象一下，有人把一个价值连城的古董托付给你，就是托你给别人。
Imagine if someone entrusts you with a very precious antique.
啊，托你给别人。
So that you can pass it on to other people.
你会不会很担忧这件事情
？Will you be worried?
应该会吧。
Maybe you will.
你会尽快的找到那个人，然后一天拖着，一天不安心，你立马马不停蹄的要赶快把东西给他。
Because you want to pass this item on as soon as possible.
保罗就是这样一个责任感很重的人。
So Paul is this person who has a great sense of responsibility.
所以他说，我不传就有祸了。
That's what he meant here by saying, if I don't preach the gospel, there will be suffering coming to me.
他是说 woe is me 哈，就是这个很惨。但是呢，有的人可能会觉得说，那哇塞，基督徒也太倒霉了吧！我宁愿没有人把价值连城的古董托付给我。
Some people might say, "Oh, sucks to be you, Christians. I would rather no one passes me this precious antique."
因为我不想担这个责任。
Because I don't want to bear this responsibility.
但是呢，责任跟荣誉是一体两面的。
But you know what? Responsibility and honor come together.
你能够出色地完成你的责任，就有荣誉。
If you can accomplish your task with excellence, you will have honor.
如果从来没有人把任何责任托付给你，你就不会有任何荣誉。
If no one ever entrusts you with responsibility, there will not be any honor.
这就好比当父母啊，当父母是很困难而且很辛苦的工作。
Just as being a parent is not easy. It's actually very difficult.
可是如果教养出很出色的孩子，我们就会觉得很有荣誉。
But if you raise a child that is very outstanding, you will have a great sense of honor.
你们记得摩西在讲台上面讲他女儿怎么样进史丹佛，他多么有荣誉，对不对
？So remember when Moses was up here sharing how his daughter entered Stanford, you can see the honor.
然后如果我们就是很以我们的孩子为荣嘛，对不对
？So we as parents take pride in our children.
那么呢，没有人会说，哎，这么辛苦，我不要孩子。
Well, you really hear people say that, wow, raising a kid is really difficult. So let's just don't have any children.
啊，可能到了一定岁数都是要孩子的。
As when we reach a certain age, I believe most of us do want children.
当然，神并没有把养孩子的责任给每一个人。
But of course, God didn't entrust everybody with the task of being a parent.
台湾有一个政治家叫做王建轩，他是一个基督徒。
So there is a very famous politician in Taiwan who happens to be a Christian too. His name is 王建轩。
他曾经做过监察院长和财政部长。
He used to be in charge of the National Prosecution and National Finance.
然后呢，他是非常出色、非常清廉的一个政治家。
He is known as a very honest and a well, very accomplished politician.
然后后来呢，就出来做传道的工作。
And he came out from the political realm and became a full-time preacher.
我听过他讲布道会。
I actually was in one of his preaching conference.
他说呢，每对夫妻的儿女组合不一样。
He said that if you look at all the couples, you realize they have different combinations of son and daughters.
有人一男一女，有人一男两女，有人一女两男，有人两男两女。
So you see some with one son, one daughter, two son, two daughters, one son, two daughters, one daughter, two sons.
最好的组合哈，他说最好的组合就是像我这种零男零女。
He said that the best combination is mine, zero son, zero daughter.
因为神让我有更多的时间去服侍他，我可以生很多属灵的儿女。
Because that way I have more money and more time to give birth to my spiritual children.
神把传福音的责任托付给我们每一个人。
God entrusts each one of us this task of sharing the gospel.
也为我们在永生里面预备了赏赐。
And he prepared us rewards for doing so.
如果我们生了很多属灵的儿女，那也是多子多孙多福气了。
So if we gave birth to a lot of spiritual sons and daughters, that also fits the description of being blessed.
所以有很多人因为我们的努力，在神国里面有份。
And many people will get into the heavenly kingdom because of this extra efforts we make.
那我们不是很有荣誉吗？
Doesn't that bring us honor?
甘心去做，以后就可以听到主说：“好，你这个又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
So if we do it voluntarily, we will hear God assure us that you as good and faithful servant. I'm sorry, I cannot really see that.
你可以转过来看。
Okay. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together.
好，所以如果不甘心做的话呢，责任还是你的。
If you're not voluntarily doing that, this responsibility will not escape away.
所以还不如甘心乐意的做。
So why not just do it voluntarily?
好，我们接下来看到第三点，就下一段经文。
So let's see the third challenge that we are going to read here in verse 18.
诶，对不起，我忘记把英文打出来了。好，
okay, we can read the English version up here. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my rights in preaching it.
好，传福音困难第三，让人白白的得福音，好像我们白白得福音一样。
So here's challenge number three. You have to preach the gospel without charging anyone, as we have received it for free as well.
保罗不是说他传福音不拿工价吗？但是他还是有好处的。
So Paul mentioned that he does not receive any income by doing this, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't receive any benefits.
好处就是可以白白的把福音给别人。
And the benefits is that he gets to preach the gospel free of charge to others.
所以他不使用他传福音的权柄，也就是拿工价。
So he does not take on those rights, the rights to receive an income.
也就是说，光是别人可以白白得到救恩呢，对他来讲已经是很好的回报了。
So for Paul himself, allowing other people to have such salvation is already a great reward to Paul.
所以我们要记得，我们每一个人也都是白白的得到福音。
I just want us to remember that each one of us receives this gospel for free as well.
白白的得到神的恩典。
We receive such grace all for free.
没有人跟我们收钱，也没有人要我们付任何的代价。
Nobody charged us, nobody required us to make any sacrifice.
这份莫大的恩典，耶稣的救恩，还有罪得赦免，天父的爱，永生的福分，我们都是免费得的。
So this love from God, this internal blessing, this salvation from Jesus, the forbearance of our sins, it's all for free.
我们完全没有不甘心传福音的理由。
There's no reason for us not to voluntarily share this gospel.
而且不但如此，神还能够借着传福音让我们看到神的大能。
Not just so, God also showed us miracles as we preach the gospel.
我们会看到，亲眼看到一个人的生命是怎么样的改变。
We will personally see how someone's life is changed throughout the process.
在 YouTube 上有一个见证，哈，这个视频叫做这个女的叫做曲桂芬。
So on YouTube, I encountered this testimonial given by this lady here.
她是一个医生。
She's a doctor.
但是她也是一个家暴的受害者。
But she's also a victim to domestic violence.
从她年轻的时候开始就被她丈夫殴打。
She was bitten by her husband since she was young.
她先生是一个无法控制脾气的人。
Her husband could not control his temper.
曲桂芬说，她先生在其他方面都是一个老实又可爱的人。
She said that her husband was a very honest and lovable man in all other aspects.
但是脾气一上来，他就没有办法控制。
But when the tantrum hits him, he just cannot control it.
曲桂芬的身体多年来受到很大的摧残。
And of course, she has to bear a lot of the physical abuses from the husband.
十年以后终于离婚。
They finally divorced after 10 years of marriage.
但是离婚之后她的情绪伤害太大了，仍然被过去的回忆影响，就常常抑郁然后痛苦。
The emotional trauma for her was so great that she was still being haunted by her previous memories and she was depressed.
后来她的一个病人跟她传福音。
And it was one of her patients who preached the gospel to her later on.
她踏进了教会认识了神。
So she started going to church. She came to know God.
她才知道她还有救，人生还有美好。
It was at that point she realized that there is hope of life.
她成了基督徒，生命得到更新。
She became a believer. Her life received a transformation.
她也跟神认罪，知道她以前作为妻子也有很多不足的地方。
She also repented for how she could have improved in many areas.
我们知道这个是一个真正被神改变的生命，因为他并不是只 focus 在他先生以前怎么错，他怎么也原谅他，他自己也看到他以前怎么样对不起他先生。
We can actually see that this is truly a transformational life led by God, because here she does not just lament for all the wrongs her husband committed, but she also reflected on herself on how she could have done a better job.
令人感到很不可思议的是，她后来竟然接她先生回家。
What's even more surprising is that she actually took her husband back.
她先生跟她一起上教会，后来她先生也被圣灵感动，主动跟她认错，说多年以来对不起她。
Her husband started going to church with her and also believed in God as well. Her husband also repented and told her how sorry he was.
他接受了耶稣，从此以后脾气就变了，再也不会暴怒。
His husband accepted Christ and his temperament has changed.
然后我不说脾气改了，我说脾气变了，因为这不是他个人的作为。
I'm not saying his tantrum was totally eradicated. I'm just saying it changed.
因为不是人的作为，他不是靠自己的意志力改变的。
That's not something that human beings can get it done themselves, because that cannot be changed based on just determination itself.
是神改变了他。
God changed him.
这个家庭因此得到拯救。
And that's how his family was being saved.
他们的孩子本来从小看到爸爸对妈妈拳脚相向，都受到很大的创伤。
Their child was also very emotionally... Their children are also emotionally traumatized because they grew up seeing how their parents fight against each other.
但是他们也都得到医治。
But they also received healing throughout the process.
一整个家庭有这么大的变化，这不是好过任何金钱的回报吗？
Such vast changes that you see with this family should surpass the benefits of just monetary values.
所以传福音的回报不是金钱，原来是因为福音能够做钱做不到的事。
So here we can tell the rewards of sharing the gospel is never monetary. It's rather how it can achieve money cannot achieve.
根本就不在同一个层次上面。
They are at different levels.
我们基督徒就是相信福音可以改变人，可以改变世界。
We as Christians, we believe that gospel can change a person. It can also change the world.
不要说我们小老百姓没有改变世界的能力，我们有的。
We always complain that we as daily, ordinary living people, we cannot change the society. But you know what we do?
把福音白白地送给人，让他认识神，就能够改变一个人的生命。
Present this gospel free of charge to other people. This can change someone's life.
当那个人改变，他能够影响周遭的人改变。
When this one person changes, this person also radiates changes to people around him.
这个世界上有这么多的基督徒，如果每个人都活出我们的使命，这个世界就会改变。
There are so many Christians in this world. If we truly live out what we believe in, the changes will happen.
这或许要花我们的时间，花我们的精神，甚至要花我们的金钱。
This might require our time, our efforts, and probably even our resources.
但是我们就是要用这些今生有限的东西去换取永恒的祝福。
But this is what we exactly have to do. Use what we have temporarily in exchange for those internal values.
我今年五月回台湾的时候，跟我妹妹一家还有我姑姑去一个游乐场玩。
So this May, I went back to Taiwan with my sister's family, and we were in a playground with my aunt as well.
那个游乐场呢，就是你要拿现金去买代币，然后用这些代币去玩那些游戏机。
In that playground, it kind of works like this. You have to use cash to buy the so-called
tokens.
Oh, you have to buy tokens, and you use this token to play those machines.
然后玩完之后，那些机器会吐出一些几点券，然后你就可以用那些几点券去换礼物。
And once you finish playing those machines, the machines will actually give you points that you can collect. You can use these points to go to the counter in exchange for toys or whatever.
对，这些礼物不是什么值钱的东西，就是小朋友的玩具或文具。
And of course, these toys or stationery sets, they don't really worth a lot of money.
那我跟我妹两家人就带着小孩子在那里玩。
So me and my sister's family, we took our kids on to play at that playground.
我妹的孩子是五岁跟三岁，他们玩得非常开心。
My niece and my nephew were 5 and 3, so they really had a great time there.
那大部分的游戏机果果还不会玩哈，因为他那个时候只有1岁2个月，所以他就坐在这个可以摇来摇去的东西上面。
So my son was too young. He was only one year and 2 months old at the time. So he couldn't really take part in those arcade machines. He was only sitting in one of those machines that shakes back and forth.
那我姑姑看小孩子玩得那么开心呢，她就一直去换代币，她换了大概七八十块美金的代币。
My aunt saw that the kids were all having so much fun, so she decided to go for more, to buy more tokens. She spent almost $80 on those tokens alone.
我们就一直跟她说，姑姑不要再换了，用不完。
So I told my aunt that stop buying those tokens, we cannot even finish them.
但是她很疼爱我跟我妹，她对我们非常大方。
But my aunt has always treated me and my sister like her own. She has always been very generous with us.
所以她就一直换代币。
So she just keep on buying those tokens.
然后最后我们都玩得好累，但是还有好多代币。
So after we were being so tired for several hours there, we still have a great chunk of tokens left.
那怎么办呢？就只好我跟 Edison 还有我妹跟妹夫，我们都开始下去玩。
So what did we do? So me, my husband, my sister, and my brother-in-law, we all started taking part to spend those tokens as soon as possible.
对，不停玩，快点玩。
We just want to finish all these tokens.
因为我们要把这些代币换成几点券。
Because you have to change those tokens into points.
然后之后换成礼物带走。
And then use these points to change for gift sets.
因为只要一出了这个游乐场，这些代币就一点价值也没有。
Because those tokens cannot be used anywhere outside of this playground.
还不如换点小孩子的玩具跟文具还有点用。
So you just want to go change for the gift sets so that they are at least useful at some point.
这个世界就像这个游乐场。
The world is just like this playground.
我们的钱就好像这些代币。
Our money that we have, they are just like the tokens that I just referred to.
当我们要离开这个世界的时候，这些钱一点价值也没有。
When we have to leave this world, the money we hold in our hands, they're going to be useless.
在永恒里面，对我们没有一点好处。
When we enter eternity, there is no benefit with this money we have in hand.
所以最好是把这个钱跟时间投资在人的灵魂上面，让他们跟我们一起在永恒里面，那才是一个聪明的投资。
So a smart way of investing these resources and time.Is on the person.
所以我们最重要的工作就是让人白白的得到福音。
That's why the most important task here is to present the gospel for free to others.
好，我们再来看下面的经文。
Let's read verse 19 to 20.
我虽是自由的，无人辖管。
Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law. So as to win those under the law, to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law. So as to win those not having the law,
不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。像软弱的人,
to the weak, I became weak. To win the weak, I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means, I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel that I may share in its benefits.
好，传福音困难第四，就是像什么人就做什么人。
So challenge number four, you have to become everything.
To find common ground with everyone.
To find common ground with anyone.
就是呢，这句话哈，像什么人就做什么人，就可以说总结了这段经文。
So the phrase up there summarizes what we just read.
以前我很搞不懂这句话的意思。
I used to have a hard time understanding these two verses.
像什么样的人就做什么样的人，难道是说我向吸毒的人传福音，我也要去吸毒吗
？So you have to become everybody to everybody. Does that mean that if I am sharing the gospel with a drug addict, I have to take drugs?
当然不是这个意思。
Of course, that's not what you meant.
因为我们一举一动已经有新生的样式，我们不愿意再去犯罪。
Because there's a new me inside of me now, so we don't want to participate in sinful nature anymore.
所以，但是当我们要带领人归主的时候，我们在文化上、言语上、习惯上、思考方式上要靠近他，走到他那里去。
But when we are engaging with someone who has a very different background, we have to remember in our behaviors, in our languages, and even the way how we think of questions, we have to get closer to that person.
就是用他能听懂的，能够接受的方式把福音给他。
Use languages that this person can understand, or use methods that this person can accept to get closer to that person.
这件事很不容易，我也还在学习。
This is actually very tough, and I'm still learning.
我们知道一个宣教士他如果要去一个与世隔绝的地方传福音就必须要先学习他们的语言跟文化
So we know as a missionary if this missionary is being sent to a very isolated area to share the gospel This missionary will have to take on the learning of the local culture and the local customs.
否则不可能让他们接受福音。
Otherwise, there's no way this missionary can actually share the gospel effectively.
同样的，我们跟我们传福音的对象，我们在思想上面会有很多的差异。
In the same way, with those who we are sharing our gospel with, there will be a lot of differences between our thoughts.
那我们不可能期望他们来迁就我们。
We cannot expect other people to get closer to us.
而是我们要去迁就他们。
So we have to get closer to them.
跟大家讲一个失败的例子。
We have to accommodate them. So I'm going to share with you a failure that I encountered.
有一次礼拜五的查经，很多都是不信的学生。
So one time on a Friday night when we're in a student group, you know, on Friday nights we do have a lot of non-believer students coming to join us.
然后那天呢，基督徒是少数，就只有两三个基督徒。
So on that day we only have two or three student believers.
然后我们在包括导师在内了哈。
Oh, including those who were actually teaching that day.
然后我们在讨论罪。
So we were having a discussion on sin.
其中一个例子就是，马太福音说什么？内心有淫念，就等于犯奸淫。
One of the examples is that we talked about how in the book of Matthew it mentions that when you have a thought of adultery, it basically equalizes to committing an act of adultery.
所以有个未信的学生就说了，他说我不觉得。内心跟外在还是不一样。
A non-believer student raised his hand and said, I don't agree. I think there's a real difference between thinking of it versus actually acting it out.
那个犯淫念跟犯奸淫怎么会是一样的事情？
How can having a thought of adultery be seen as equal to committing adultery itself?
这个时候呢，有个基督徒就说了。
And at this time, a Christian student responded.
他说，圣经上这样讲啊，很清楚了，一看就明白了嘛。
So the student responded by saying, it says so clearly here in the Bible, just read it yourself.
那我就跟他解释，因为他们都还是不信的人，所以圣经对他们来讲也不是什么特别的权威。
So I explained to the student believer saying that, you know, not because they're non-believers, they don't see Bible as authoritative yet.
所以呢，这个时候这个基督徒就说，你们要进来教会就按照我们的方式。
And this student believer added on another sentence saying that, okay, so you're here in church, so you have to follow our own ways here now.
这样沟通的桥梁就断了。
So you see the bridge of communication just cracked right there.
以后那个未信的学生就没有来再来教会了。
And then non-believer student never showed up in our church again.
未信的人的观念跟基督徒的观念是不会一样的。
So it clearly tells us that the mentality between a believer and a non-believer is just vastly different.
基督徒会认为内心的犯罪也是犯罪，因为圣经那样说。
Christians will agree that because the Bible, as the Bible mentioned, how you are having evil thoughts in your heart equal to the fact that you are actually adding it out.
但是我们基督徒习惯诉诸圣经为我们的标准。
We are used to upholding the Bible as our standard.
对不信的人来说，圣经是什么东西？为什么圣经讲的东西就是对的呢？
To non-believers, what is it about this Bible that you guys just uphold it as your standard?
如果我们要让人信主，我们就不能用这种方式。
So if we want people to actually come to Christ, we cannot use this method.
这传福音的方式，这种不是耶稣的方式。
This is not the way how Jesus did it.
耶稣绝不会说，你要得救就要按照我的方式。
Jesus will never say that if you want to be saved, do it my way.
他在我们还做罪人的时候，还不认识他的时候，还不晓得要寻求他的时候，就已经为我们死了。
So Jesus died for us when we did not know him, when we were still sinners.
是先有了爱，先有了牺牲，才有可能叫人回转。
So you see, there was sacrifice, there was love at the beginning, and then changes come after.
爱和恩典的能力绝对大过律法。
The power of love and grace surely trumps.The power of law.
所以律法才会是恩典的影子。
That's why law is the shadow to love and grace.
我最近刚看完一本书。
I recently just finished reading a book.
叫做Living in a Gray World.
It's named Living in a Gray World.
它是在讲基督徒应该要怎么样看待同性恋的人。
So this book talks about how we as Christians should treat homosexual people.
讲得非常好。
It's a very well-written book.
如果你跟我也有一样的问题，我就推荐你看这本书。
So if you have the same question as I do, I suggest you read this book.
就是我们可能会不知道到底应该要怎么样对待他们。
We may not know how we should actually treat them.
应该跟他们划清界限吗？
Should we set boundaries between them?
应该要指出他们的罪吗？
Should we point out their sins?
如果我们接纳他们，会不会让他们以为神喜悦他们这样做呢？
If we accept them, does that send a message saying that God finds favor in their acts?
我们可能会有很多的疑惑。
We might have so many doubts.
但是我们就不应该说的，绝不应该说的就是，你要进来教会就要按照我们的方式。
But the least thing that we should say is that if you guys want to come into the church, you do it our way.
反而是要去理解，去聆听。因为像什么样的人我们就做什么样的人。
Instead, we should listen. We should try to understand. We should try to find common grounds with them.
爱他们。
Love them.
他们能够理解能接受的方式把福音给他们。
Use the way that's acceptable to them.
耶稣不曾斥责过撒该。
Jesus never rebuked Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus, 只是接纳了他。
He accepted him.
但是他就自己悔改了。
And Zacchaeus repented himself.
耶稣也没有责备有五个丈夫的撒玛利亚妇人。
Jesus never rebuked the Samaritan woman who had five husbands.
但是她的生命就被改变了。
But her life was changed.
我们不用想着怎么样去改变人。
We should not be thinking how we can change other people.
只要我们真正的让他们认识神，神的爱和大能会改变他们。
As long as we get them to truly know of this God, His love and mercy will change.
我的意思并不是说哦，那可以让同性恋的人认为同性恋性行为不是犯罪，我不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that you have to convince that if you're homosexual people you commit such sins it's not a sin. I'm not saying that message.
这本书也不是这样说。
That's not what the book is telling us neither.
我们知道圣经上怎么说。
We know what the Bible is talking about.
问题是我们怎么把我们知道的去在言语行为上应用出来。
But the thing is, how are you going to actually practice what you know in your behaviors and in your languages?
像什么样的人，我们就做什么样的人，代表我们要理解他者的心思。
To be everything to everyone actually signifies that we have to try to understand other people.
甚至跨越世界观的差异。
And to even overcome the difference between worldviews.
这是非常的困难。
It's very difficult.
也会令人感到不舒服。
And of course, it brings discomfort.
但是这正是耶稣为我们做的。
But that's exactly what Jesus did for us.
耶稣等待我们。
Jesus waited for us.
那么我们到底应该如何去传福音呢？
So how should we share the gospel?
或许你会说我很愿意做但我不会。
Maybe you will be saying that I would love to do so but I don't know how.
有件事我们每个人都可以做。
There's one thing that every one of us can do.
就是去关怀人的需要然后去分享神怎样改变你的生命。
That is to share with other people how God changed your life.
关怀人的需要包括很多层面。
And you have to care for people. That comes with different levels.
就算他没有生活上、经济上的需要，他也有灵魂上的需要。
Even though one person might not have any needs, economically speaking, this person might have emotional needs.
Spiritual needs.
Oh, spiritual needs.
然后情绪上的需要。
And emotional needs.
需要认识自己的罪。
And this person might need to recognize his own sins.
需要认识耶稣。
And this person might need to know Jesus.
所以其中一个很有效的传福音方式呢，就是关怀需要，然后提供福音。
So one of the many effective ways is that you should care for the needs and you preach for the gospel at the same time.
两个都要有。
You have to have both.
如果只是关怀需要的话，那就很可惜，因为你教他钓鱼，可是你给他鱼，但是你没有教他怎么钓鱼。
If you're only attentive for their needs, it's just like you're giving this person fish, but not teaching this.Person how to fish.
如果只是提供福音的话呢，那就显得很空洞，因为只是抽象的在叙述神的爱。
If you're only preaching the gospel, it will become very abstract. It's just a pure verbal demonstration of God's love.
人没有把实际上面神的爱活出来。
And you're not living out that love that you're talking about.
我们听过很多人做见证，常常有人说他就是被基督徒的爱而感动，而愿意来认识神。
So if you hear people's testimonies, you can hear how in the majority of those cases, people come to believe in God because they were moved by the love they see from other Christians.
但很少人是被精湛的神学论述而感动。
Very, very few people are actually touched by the amazing theology behind all this.
所以两者都是需要的。
That's why you need both.
当然我们需要装备自己的知识。
And of course, we have to equip ourselves with knowledge too.
多读圣经跟属灵书籍。
Read your Bible and read those spiritual books.
在别人预备好的时候，我们随时把福音的道理告诉他，不会讲错。
So that when we see other people are ready to get to know this gospel, we can preach the gospel in the right way instead of making mistakes.
好，接下来我们就是再复习一下我们刚刚讲的这四点，传福音的四
项困难。 So let's do a review of all the other four challenges that I just mentioned.
好，第一个就是放弃自己原本理应得的。
So firstly, you give up what's rightfully yours.
第二个，甘心不甘心都要传福音。
Secondly, whether you choose it or not, you're obligated to share the gospel.
第三，让人白白得福音，就像我们白白得福音一样。
Third, give it to people for free as how we received it.
第四，向什么人就做什么人，凡所行的都是为福音的好处。
Last but not least, try to find common grounds with everyone.
我们可能要说这也太困难了吧。
We might say this is just impossible.
这根本就是没有了自己啊。
There's no self in it.
这个是完全不可能做到的事啊。
This is just mission impossible.
是的，那凭人的意志是不可能做到的。
Indeed. If we are only doing it with our self-determination, there's no way.
但是耶稣看着他的门徒说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
But Jesus said that humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible.
今天神把这个使命给我们，我们也可以说在神凡事都能。
So God gave us this great commission today, and we can say the same thing. In God, everything is possible.
好，我们请 Caleb 上来带我们唱回应诗歌。
So let's sing the response hymn.